Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This podcast this month is brought to you by Outrageous Grace Every Day. And it's in the Everyday series. We've had Jesus Every Day, we've had Healing Every Day, now we have Outrageous Grace Every Day. And this will take you through the book of Romans in a 90-day devotional journey. It'd be a great gift to give to someone for Christmas. So anyway, thanks to Harvest House, and I'm so grateful for the fact that this book is out there. We are in Romans chapter 3. We're finishing up chapter 3 in the easy to read version of the Bible, ERV, and we're in verses 21 through 31, and this is what it says. But God has a way to make people right, and it has nothing to do with the law. He has now shown us that new way, which the law and the prophets told us about. God makes people right through their faith in Jesus Christ. He does this for all who believe in Christ. Everyone is the same. All have sinned and are not good enough to share God's divine greatness. They are made right with God by His grace. This is a free gift. They are made right with God by being made free from sin through Jesus Christ. God gave Jesus as a way to forgive people's sins through their faith in Him. God can forgive them because the blood sacrifice of Jesus pays for their sins. God gave Jesus to show that He always does what is right and fair. He was right in the past when He was patient and did not punish people for their sins, and in our own time, He still does what is right. God worked all this out in a way that allows Him to judge people fairly and still make right any person who has faith in Jesus. So do we have any reason to boast about ourselves? No reason at all. And why not? Because we are depending on the way of faith, not on what we have done in following the law. I mean, we are made right with God through faith, not through what we have done to follow the law. This is what we believe. God is not only the God of the Jews, He is also the God of those who are not Jews. There is only one God. He will make Jews right with Him by their faith, and He will also make non-Jews right with Him through their faith. So do we destroy the law by following the way of faith? Not at all. In fact, faith causes us to be what the law actually wants. Mind if I pray for you? Throughout the book of Romans, Jesus, it talks about the gospel, this good news. Having faith in You means something. It causes us to have access. And that's what I think is so beautiful about that picture in a couple of the gospels, where once You died on the cross, the veil of the temple, which separated the Holy of Holies from the most holy place, that a priest could only go in one day a year, on the Day of Atonement, and suddenly this veil has been ripped from top to bottom, as if God the Father had grabbed it with His hands and ripped it and said, okay, now everyone has access. This is a huge heritage. This is a huge blessing. Help us to meditate on this day and night. We don't have to try to impress You, Lord. We don't have to try to be perfect to make it into that sanctuary. We are simply welcomed in by the perfect, spotless blood sacrifice of Jesus on the cross once and for all. We don't need a Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement has already happened. It has happened once and for all. So we're so grateful for that, especially during this Christmas season, when we understand the power of Your cross and understand what it meant for You to come as God into our sin-stained world. I can't even imagine what that must have felt like, how humiliating or how hard it would be to be the God of the universe and then be in a crying infant body and needing to be changed and depending on others. Jesus, I'm astounded by that incarnation. And I know that as we look at the incarnation and Emmanuel, God with us, that we also have to look forward to what You did and how You lived Your life and what You paid for on the cross. And then, of course, the beautiful resurrection. Lord, help us to preach that gospel to ourselves this month, particularly when things are crazy and busy. Help us to slow down even today, to hear Your voice, to spend some time with You, to hear You singing over us, to understand that we're just Your kids, we're Your children, and that You love us. In light of that, Lord, help us to celebrate You this season. Empower us to do so. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Again, we're going to celebrate 2 years of Pray Every Day on February 1st. And I'd love to invite you to be a part of that episode. Go to marydemuth.com, click on the little microphone, and you can record a message, and we'll get that up on February 1st. Just asking you to do it early so that we can get that all straightened by the time it comes. So thanks so much. And on February 2nd, which I mentioned earlier, we're going to have a surprise for that month. So, and by the way, February is a leap year. So it's kind of cool. We're going to have 29 days that month. Have a great day and Merry Christmas to you.